by the dawn's early light. What so proudly we hailed
at the twilight's last gleaming,
whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night fight.
You're right.
For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the Klingon bursting in air, they proved through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
It's time now for the OSG.
Three whoopies and a hot damn.
For sure, it's football time.
College.
The lateral to the corner of the end zone. Can you believe that?
Football.
All the band is out on the field. He's going to go into the end zone.
Preview show.
It's Division I football.
ACC.
SEC.
Big East.
Big 10.
Big 12.
Pac 10.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The stadium is worse.
Featuring expert pigskin commentary from the online sports guys.
How can you not love this place?
Let's kick off this show with your host, John Nelson.
Well, well.
Thank you, Blakeney. Time for another round of the OSG College Football Review Preview Extravaganza show.
We're back again.
I feel
the games are getting good, my man.
For a change. I mean, last week.
True.
Was a dog ass week.
Insert the dog barking here, J-Dub. Yeah, it was a woof-woof. I mean, we were racking our brain thinking, okay, is this a good game? Is that a good game?
And this one?
I think the epitome was of how bad that week was in games was what we had to select from the Big 12 last week.
Oh, my God. All right, well, then let's just go ahead and toss to the week that was and get it over with.
Arena set at midfield, got a hand up on it, taking it to five.
You could see it coming.
Yep, you called it. Second down at 10 as we roll up on 13 minutes left to play. Two-step drop, little dump down, that ball is out and in the hands. Is that McClain? What a strange game. McClain, that ball popped out. McClain, right place, right time.
And that turnover on the five-yard line. A killer for Auburn, though. Here's Tate. Gets outside. Look out. Tate's gone. Auburn touchdown.
Hernandez in the backfield.
Hernandez is in the slot, I believe.
Yep. Tebow back. Goes deep. He's got a man wide open. Backs up in the end zone. Riley Cooper, his roommate.
Front all day, and a lot of it's coming off of the side of 67.
Here Look out, here he goes again. Down to the ground, it's Ross Holman playing the best game of his career at Ohio State.
Not giving it up, but down at 24-7. Juice Williams, Mikel LeSure down the sidelines. Is he going to get to the house? Yes, he is. Touchdown!
Robinson looking downfield, middle, overthrown, intercepted. This will do it. Hawkeyes! Brent Greenwood with the interception at the 25-yard line. And the Hawkeyes will stay undefeated with the second longest winning streak in the country behind only Florida. And the next 2 weeks are critical for Iowa. First, they will go to Madison to play Wisconsin, then East Lansing to play Michigan State.
Compton, 13 out of 18, 219, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Through the hands, it picked off. Bakari Rambo to the end zone, touchdown Bulldogs. Anything surprise you?
Here's some things that surprised me. First of all, Thaddeus Lewis, his performance against NC State, 40 of 50 for 459 yards, five touchdowns. He even had a six touchdown rushing. I talked to David Cutcliffe Monday.
Yeah, I know you did.
And he's coached a couple of good quarterbacks in the past. You know, I don't know if you've heard of him. A couple guys named Mannings.
Yeah.
I think they won Super Bowls or something.
Yeah.
He told me that was the best performance he's ever seen at a quarterback that he's coached.
Yeah, TBH looked at me when I told her that, and she's like, what was he on?
I mean, you take a look at it. I actually watched the game. I mean, he was in that zone. And the thing about throwing 80%, I can see that doing at 20 passes maybe.
But 50 passes.
But 50 passes? I mean, you got to give some credit to the receivers, too,
no doubt,
for catching the ball. But
yeah,
that was just a great performance by Thaddeus Lewis. And, you know, does this catapult Duke? Because they won their first road game in the ACC since 2003. First time they beat NC State since 84 in Raleigh.
I know.
The other game that interested me also was how Arkansas just put it to Auburn.
Yeah, TBH wasn't happy about that one either. She had a big party.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was, hey, just wear what you're wearing out of bed and come over for a noontime kick. I never got more expletives and text messages than I did when I was in Jackson, Tennessee, when she was watching that game.
I was loving every moment of it.
I know you were.
But Ryan Mallett looked great. The Arkansas defense played well. Of course, they'll be tested this week against Florida. And last but not least, that finish between Arizona and Washington. And now the Huskies came back in the last 2 minutes.
But did you see the video?
I saw the video.
That was a kick save. It was a
trap. Doesn't matter.
It was a trap?
Doesn't matter. It goes down as a W, and it was a great finish.
It was a kick save and a trap.
Well, sometimes you better be lucky than good. And, you know, it's been a long time that balls have bounced certain ways for the Washington Huskies.
I don't want to know about that.
Yeah, well. And those are three things that caught my mind about last week.
And, hey, guess what? Florida State lost.
Again?
Oh, God.
All right. Is it a death watch for Bobby? No.
No.
It's a Jimbo death watch.
Well, it's because it's... You know, do you fire him because of a lack of effort from the guys he's supposed to be coaching? That's the big question.
I just get the feeling from talking to you and some other people that are very closely tied to FSU, they don't want to see Jimbo.
No, because, you know, A, it's a $5 million check if you don't get it. But if you haven't proven to me that you should get it, then why should you get it?
And let Bobby coach till he's 85?
No, not that either. How about choice D, all of the above? Or C, none of the above? How about that?
I can go with that.
I mean, because as we talked about last week, this the great schism that's going on. You have old blood, new blood.
Uh-huh.
You've got 95 coaches with head coach in the title.
Yeah.
And you have half of them pissed off at one side, and the other half are going to be pissed off at the other side. I mean, you've got to think that Chuck Amato and Mickey Andrews don't want to listen to a damn thing the younger guys have to say. And the younger guys don't want to have to listen to a thing that Bobby, Chuck, or Mickey have to say.
Well, let's talk about next week's games, shall
okay.
we?
All right, let's do that. what conference did you decide first?
The 12.
All right, we're going to start with the 12, and that'll be first up when we come back for the week that will be on the OSG Sports Radio College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network.
The Count Pointer Count College Football Preview Show on OSG Sports Radio.
The stadium rocks and swings.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas in the company of others is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide. Oh, you're killing us over here.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
We're back.
Yes.
We're going to go to the Big 12, and John, tell me those great words about Mr. Blakeney.
Well, it's www.MikeBlakeney, BLAKENEY.com. He's a rental to you because he belongs to us.
Thank you very much, John Nelson.
Yes.
We're going to start off with the Big 12 and a rivalry, which, in my opinion, is the best in college football.
Red River Shootout.
The Red River Shootout between the Oklahoma Sooners and the Texas Longhorns. Back at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. We'll talk about that a little later, but right now, J-Dub, run down those Big 12 games.
Well, Wilkie, you want more games in the Big 12? Well, you got them. You got the Red River Shootout we'll be talking about all day today. You got number 20, Oklahoma versus number 3, Texas. Both of them are undefeated in the conference at this time. That's at 12 o'clock p.m. today. Texas Tech, the Red Raiders, taking on number 15, Nebraska Cornhuskers. That's at 3:30 p.m. today. Texas A&M is going up against Kansas State at 7 o'clock. Number 17, Kansas, is taking on Colorado and the Dan Hawkinses. That's at 7 o'clock p.m. tonight. No big surprise, Colorado is defeated in the conference. Baylor is taking on Iowa State at 7 o'clock, and Missouri's traveling to number 16, Oklahoma State, at 9:15 p.m. Guys, back to you in the Rumble Room.
Thank you, J-Dub, and what's not to like about the Red River Shootout? Orange and red divided at the 50-yard line, the Texas State Fair going on, the old Cotton Bowl.
Is it at the Cotton Bowl or is it at Jerry World?
No, it's at the Cotton Bowl, at least for another 10, no, not 10 years, I think it's up to 2015, I don't
Okay.
know. But no, it's at the Cotton.
They haven't gotten that one yet.
No, no. And the game definitely doesn't have the dynamic we expected at the beginning of the year. We thought this was a prelude to who was going to go to the national championship game, the BCS national championship game.
No, but now there's more desperation involved on one side than there is on the other.
I was going to say, Oklahoma comes into this game with a major chip on its shoulder. 3-2 on the year. Losses that were unexpected and...
Expand that, really.
And Texas coming to this game 5-0. And now I look at Texas's games so far, and you see the what appear to be impressive wins. I mean, 66-7 over UTEP, or 64-7 Colorado last week. A lot of big numbers up there, but they're just a very quiet team.
Yeah,
they haven't impressed anybody.
No, and I don't think that Mack Brown wants it that way. I think he wants to build into a season instead of smashing you over the head with a sledgehammer and going, hey, we're worth it now. He wants to build into it so by the time that they get to that bowl game that they're in, that they're peaking, and then they will destroy somebody, whoever they're playing. That's the thought.
Mack Brown and Bob Stoops, speak to us.
You know, it's always an exciting and great game, a great, you know, atmosphere to compete in, playing against an excellent football team. You know, they're off, as always, you know, off to a great start. And, you know, but, you know, our focus being, you know, last week, our first Big 12 game, you know, in the conference, everybody's, you know, in about the same position. So this isn't a big game, obviously, with, you know, the Big 12 South. You know, that's kind of how our season always begins, regardless of what the media is usually talking about. For us, a major factor is winning the South and winning the Big 12 championship. And, you know, this is a major game and a major step in getting to that position. And it was always an intense and great rivalry. You look back through the years, but I think they made it even more so when they put us in the same division in the same conference. It just made it that much more of a rivalry.
It's finally here. OU week's here, and people talk about it all year. Fans talk about it. Kids look forward to it on both teams. Coaches look forward to it. So it's a great game. It's always difficult the week before because everybody's talking about the next week. And I'm glad that we are at this point.
Oklahoma 1-4 against the number the last 5 Red Rivers. Texas 3-6 straight up the last 9 Red Rivers.
And you go along with what you said. Texas kind of seems to be cruising into this game. Oklahoma has a chip on their shoulder. You almost seem to lean toward Oklahoma in that matter.
Yeah, I mean, because you want to sit there and think that because Texas hasn't been tested to this point, that they're not ready for the big game experience. And that's why, you know, Texas right now is the 3-point favorite, and the line started at 1. Mm-hmm. So basically, Vegas thinks it's a pick 'em.
OU's won 6 of the last 9 against Texas, and Sam Bradford does have a game under his belt. Colt McCoy's been, well, basically Colt McCoy.
Yeah.
I guess the issue with Bradford, even though he has a game under his belt, is he's had the timing back of his receivers. Didn't look like he did against Baylor.
No, but that's why they had him play against Baylor, so he can be ready for this particular ballgame.
And when you're Texas, do you bring the house?
Oh, you kidding? I think Will Muschamp will look like Owen Schmidt by the time it's over with.
I see that. Again, I tend to lean toward Oklahoma in this game.
Uh-oh. Okay. Please explain yourself.
Again, the chip on their shoulder.
All right.
They've got some good momentum in this series.
Okay. We don't freestyle Texas fight, son.
We don't freestyle Texas fight, big boy.
Well, how do you feel?
Oh, I got to go with Texas in this one.
You going with Texas?
Yeah, I honestly am. I think that Texas, I think Muschamp's going to bring 14 people at Sam Bradford. Bradford will be tested. He'll be beaten up. And I don't think that his rhythm is back yet. And even though you played Baylor, and that was why you wanted to get him back into a game-time situation,
yeah.
I think that that's why Texas is going to pound on him, and I think it's going to show probably third and fourth quarter.
See, I tend to think that OU is going to use some of their running backs. DeMarco Murray is going
to have
to. The game.
Yeah.
I think that's the key. But I just like the way this game sets up for OU.
Uh-huh.
I think they had a good win over Baylor under their belts. Bradford got back in the mix. I think he's a difference maker. If Landry Jones is in this thing, I really don't give Oklahoma much of a chance.
Right.
But and I also like the way how OU blitzes their linebackers as well. And I think they're going to come after Colt McCoy.
Oh, of course they are.
And so I think both quarterbacks are going to see a lot of hands in their face and we'll have to throw from the run.
I haven't seen a number, so I think the under would be the safer play, whatever that number is.
And OU Texas feels like a 21-17
yeah.
type of game.
Yeah, it does.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, I think so.
ACC?
I think so.
All right. ACC when we come back on the OSG College Football Preview Show right here on the OSG Sports Radio Network.
Stay tuned. More college football previews are coming up on this special edition of Count Porter Count on OSG Sports Radio.
Michelin Man presents things truck owners can rely on most, like Michelin LTX tires and man's best friend. Isn't that right, Rex? Rex? Where'd you go? Well, you can still rely on Michelin LTX tires, the most proven light truck tires for durability and toughness, making Michelin LTX tires man's new best friend.
To find a Michelin dealer near you, call 1-888-MICHELIN. Michelin, a better way forward.
Netflix interviews, take one.
Oh, Netflix is the best because it shows up in my mail.
And then there's no late fees.
Go online and make a list of the movies you want from over 60,000 titles and get your first DVDs in the mail in about one business day.
First thing we say when we walk in the door is, did you check the mail? Is there a movie in there?
Keep them as long as you want. No late fees. Return one in a prepaid envelope and Netflix automatically sends you another from your list.
For me, Netflix has been awesome.
Netflix, the DVDs you want.
Two very large twins and the man who squeezes himself between them.
Sportos, motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
And welcome back to the College Football Preview Show. Wilkie here with Nelson.
Yo.
As we're talking college football on this Saturday. And we start now with the Atlantic Coast Conference. You know it as the ACC. And again, it defies logic again this week, especially when you look at the Atlantic Division. Wake Forest is now on top. They went from the cellar to the top in 1 week.
Yeah.
Boston College hanging in there.
Spaz.
Florida State and North Carolina State, your two favorites at the beginning of the year.
Keep going.
Still at the bottom.
Keep going.
Gophers for both schools.
Keep going.
What's shocking me is in Coastal Division, North Carolina 0-2. We're going to talk about a great Coastal Division matchup between Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech. But before we do that, J-Dub, run down the list of games in the ACC.
Thanks, Wilkie. Lots going on in the Atlantic Coast Conference this weekend. First of all, my Wake Forest Demon Deacons are traveling to Death Valley to take on the Clemson Tigers at 12 o'clock today. NC State and their middle school defense, as one of my friends called them last week, are traveling up to Chestnut Hill to take on Boston College at 3:30 p.m. I tell you, watching Thad Lewis completely dismantle that defense last week, oh, it made me thoroughly sad. Anyway, Virginia's traveling to Maryland at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Number 4, Virginia Tech are traveling to Atlanta in your neck of the woods today to take on the number 19 Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets at 6 o'clock tonight. And number 9, Miami of Florida Hurricanes, the U, are taking on UCF at 7:30 tonight. Guys, back to you.
Okay, thanks, J-Dub. And really the scenario with the Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech is pretty simple. If Virginia Tech wins the game, they pretty much have punched their ticket to Tampa Bay because
yeah.
they already have a win over Miami in their belt.
Right.
They'll be 4-0 in the league. And they pretty much will punch their ticket because North Carolina's still on the schedule, and really don't have any tough ball games in the league after that. Georgia Tech, meanwhile, if they win it, the Coastal Division becomes a free-for-all.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, John Nelson, who do you like in this game?
I got to go with Virginia Tech, honestly, because Georgia Tech has been so erratic. You don't know which Georgia Tech team you're going to be facing. Do you get the one that lit up Tallahassee, or do you get the one that's laid eggs?
Well, and also you got to look at it this way. Georgia Tech has to outscore their opponents.
Yeah, that's the only way.
And they've been able to do that so far, except for one game against Miami. They're not going to do that against that Virginia Tech defense.
No, they're not.
Bud Foster, to me, if he's not the best defensive coordinator in college football, he's on a short list.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the better adjusters that you see out there on a Saturday afternoon.
And Virginia Tech loves to take advantage of the interception and the fumble.
Yeah.
Their takeaways are phenomenal.
Special teams.
Right, special help. You got to mention Beamer ball. A block punt or a block kick or a run back is always in the cards. But the thing about Virginia Tech right now is how well their offense has improved.
Yeah, what happened to Tyrod Taylor?
He decided he's going to throw the football, and he's doing a darn good job with it. But this Ryan Williams kid, the freshman, he leads the ACC in rushing. I didn't really realize that until I looked at the stats this week. And I mean, when Darren Evans went down, it was like, oh, what the heck?
Oh, yeah, because we were freaking
Virginia
out. We're going, how are they going to do it?
How are they going to do it? They found this kid in Ryan Williams, and they found a running back. And the offense has really improved from the Alabama game all the way through last week against Boston College.
Yeah, and the point was made that if Virginia Tech played Virginia Union or Virginia State instead of Alabama, they'd be higher ranked than they are now, and then they would be more in the national championship picture than they currently are.
Let's hear from Paul Johnson and Frank Beamer.
This week it certainly doesn't get any easier. We've got Virginia Tech coming to our place, and they're really a solid football team. I think they're outstanding in all three facets, offense, defense, and kicking game, and it's going to be a huge challenge for us to get ready to play. We're excited about having a chance to play them at our place. Hopefully we can get ready and play up to their level.
Well, certainly what they do is different, but they do it with some outstanding people. Nesbitt, their quarterback, I think has been outstanding, really a dangerous player, a terrific player. Dreyer, their fullback there, is got size but got speed. The other backs are certainly fast. Thomas, the wide receiver, as good as it gets. You know, he's big. He's can run. He's a tough guy to cover. Over on defense, they've done a lot of things. A lot of things you got to be ready for. I got a terrific player in Morgan. Hard to get ready for all those things. And then kicking wise, they got a lot of things going on there too, so it's just a hard week of preparation, but it's a very important football game for both of us, and we're playing a really good football team.
So you got on record
Georgia Tech is not going to win this game.
I meant Virginia Tech.
There you go.
I like Virginia Tech in this game, too, probably by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I would look for a big game, though, from Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
And judging how difficult Georgia Tech has been against the run this year, Ryan Williams might have another 100-yard game.
I'm thinking. Any other games strike your fancy?
So, the Virginia-Maryland game kind of does, because all of a sudden Virginia's decided they're going to start winning football
games. It's the
career
dissipation bowl. Who's going to get there first?
But Virginia's got all sorts of momentum going into this game after thoroughly throttling Indiana.
Yeah, oh boy.
Although it was Indiana.
And Ralph Regan, however, does not.
And then Wake and Clemson.
Yeah.
Wake hasn't won in Clemson, I'm almost thinking 20 years almost.
Clemson started out as a 6. They're now a 7 or an 8.
Clemson, that's a must game for the Tigers. Wake, the way Riley Skinner is playing, it's been pretty amazing.
Yeah, kill time for a second. There we go. Virginia Tech 4-1 straight up. The last 5 against Georgia Tech. The road team has covered the last 3 Georgia Tech games against Virginia Tech.
Shall we move on to the dreaded others?
Dreaded others.
Let's do it. Dreaded Others are coming up as the college football preview show continues on the OSG Sports Radio Network.
Don't run to the concession stand just yet. More college football is on the way. You're listening to the Count Pointer Count College Football Preview Show on OSG Sports Radio.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostic. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1291. That's 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Oh, God, here we go again. Dork alert.
Why the hell am I talking to you? Piss off.
Welcome back, College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network. This is fourth quarter, which means today it's Dreaded Others. And Wilkie, if you would please explain the rationale for the Dreaded Others.
These are the teams that are normally outside the BCS circle that we think have a chance, or should have a chance, to play for the big prize. And we also tend to lean that way, too, because they're basically teams we like.
Yes.
Although this week's Dreaded Others has a very BCS feel to it.
Well, it's because it's that codicil to the BCS that was created many moons ago.
And that would be the Fighting Irish.
Yeah, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
Whatever.
USC at Notre Dame this week. Southern Cal 6-1 against the number. Their last 7 against Notre Dame. Notre Dame 2-4 against the number. Their last 6 at home to USC. Right now, the game started out with USC as an 11.5-point favorite. It's down to 10 across the board.
This is a hard game for me to judge.
Why?
Because Southern Cal is, well, they just haven't been the Southern Cal team that we've known and loved the last, what, 10
they're
years?
They're starting a freshman quarterback.
I know. Notre Dame, I just can't get a feel for the Fighting Irish.
Look at the schedule. Look at the schedule.
I know it's easy.
That's what I'm saying.
For a change, Notre Dame's playing an easy schedule.
And that's when what happens when Notre Dame plays an easy schedule? They roll through it. This is the first test that Notre Dame has had all year that they're supposed to be tested with. They were tested by Washington, but no one necessarily thought that that was going to happen when they looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year.
True. And our game was in South Bend,
uh-huh.
As is this one.
Uh-huh.
But, Matt Barkley, he's played well as a freshman, but he's going into a den that's just different from all other dens.
Well, I think he proved in the game against Ohio State that didn't matter.
Well, case in point. It's just a really hard game for me to judge, and I lean toward Southern Cal simply because...
But not by 10.
Not by 10.
Yeah.
Maybe by 3.
Yeah, 3-5, somewhere in there.
It's going to be one of those 14 to... The 10 type
of
games.
I'm thinking probably 28-24, somewhere in there.
I tend to think a bit more lower scoring than that.
Okay.
I think this will be this could be the type of win from Notre Dame that catapults them into that BCS scenario.
Yeah, and that's why they won't win it.
Southern Cal, Pete Carroll will go to these very difficult places to play and usually comes out on top.
Yeah, and he doesn't care.
So and that's another reason why I really like Southern Cal.
Okay, so let's hear from Pete Carroll and Charlie Weiss.
We look forward to this is a heck of a challenge that we're getting ready to go to Notre Dame. Trip that we're going to leave on Thursday to get out there and get situated and see if we can't put together a really good game for these guys. This is the hottest Notre Dame team we've seen in a couple of years. They're all phases are hammering at you. Their offense is loaded. defense is attacking and aggressive and making things happen, and they've just had an extraordinary start to this season with great wins and drama everywhere and big plays and all kinds of things. So I know that they're going to be as pumped as they've been in a long time, and we'll anticipate it when we arrive on campus here on Friday. I'm sure we'll have a nice little crowd to welcome us, and we'll be gracious as always, and look forward to it.
I think that the last month has given them the confidence. I don't think it was just the fact that all of a sudden it's USC and now we believe we can win. I think things have matriculated over the last month to give them a reason to believe. Where everyone would like to look on the negative side and say, well, you're just eking out games at the end of the game. The flip side is, you know, you're building some toughness. You're building some intestinal fortitude when you're playing in games like that. And, you know, they've gotten to the point now where they don't believe they're going to go into a game where they're not going to win, which once you get to that point, then you become dangerous.
And I guess right now we should have J-Dub go through all the other games that are dreaded others.
All right, go J-Dub.
Okay, guys, buckle your chin straps, put on your seatbelts. I got a lot to talk about today. Going to run down a few of the non-BCS games today. Rice is at East Carolina at 3:30. Navy's at SMU at 8 o'clock. Army's taking on Temple at 1. Central Michigan's at Western Michigan at 3:30. Bowling Green's taking on Ball State at 12 o'clock. Akron's taking on Buffalo at 3:30. Northern Illinois is at Toledo at 7 o'clock. Kent State's at Eastern Michigan at 4 o'clock. Wyoming's at Air Force at 2 o'clock. Number 18 BYU is taking on San Diego State at 6 o'clock. Louisiana Lafayette's at Western Kentucky at 7. Troy's at Florida International at 7. Florida Atlantic's at North Texas at 8 o'clock. San Jose State's at Fresno State at 10 o'clock. Nevada is at Utah State at 3. And New Mexico State is at Louisiana Tech at 4 o'clock. Now let's take a quick look at the football championship series. Oh, just hold on. It's going to be a wild one. Charleston Southern's at Gardner-Webb, Lafayette at Harvard, Richmond at Maine, St. Francis, Pennsylvania at Robert Morris, Central Connecticut State at Duquesne, Hofstra at Rhode Island, Delaware State at Michigan, Yale at Lehigh, Fordham at Cornell, Princeton at Brown, Davidson at Dayton, Bryant at Albany, Valparaiso at Butler, Morehead State at Jacksonville, Monmouth at Sacred Heart, Colgate at Georgetown, Hampton at Norfolk State, Dartmouth at Holy Cross, Stony Brook at Virginia Military, Pennsylvania at Columbia, North Carolina Central at Central Methodist, Sioux Falls at North Dakota, Grambling State at Alabama State, Texas State at Nichols State, Samford at Furman, Florida A&M at South Carolina State, Tennessee Tech at Eastern Illinois, Alabama A&M at Alcorn State, Mississippi Valley State at Prairie View A&M, Appalachian State at Wofford, Eastern Washington at Montana, Indiana State at Illinois State, Tennessee Martin at Eastern Kentucky, South Dakota at Montana State, Sacramento State at Weber State, Villanova at James Madison, that sounds like a basketball game, Delaware at Towson, New Hampshire at Massachusetts, Coastal Carolina at Liberty, Citadel at Western Carolina, Northern Arizona at Portland State, Missouri State at Western Illinois, Drake at San Diego, Texas Southern at Jackson State, Bethune-Cookman at Savannah State, Southern Illinois at Northern Iowa, Northern Colorado at Idaho State, Campbell, woohoo, at Old Dominion, Chattanooga at Georgia Southern, Fort Valley State at Southern, Sam Houston State at Southeast Louisiana, North Dakota State at South Dakota State, Stephen F. Austin at Central Arkansas, Murray State at Tennessee State, Northwestern State at McNeese State, Winston-Salem's at UC Davis, and Southern Utah is at Cal Poly. And if you're interested, Morgan State defeated Howard 14-7 on Thursday. Guys, back to you.
You know, and the thing is that, as you well know now, he doesn't just stop with Division One. He goes to 1AA.
1AA.
You throwing Campbell in there last week, which I thought was pretty funny.
Well, maybe if he's really crazy, he'll go into Division Two next time.
Hey.
You know what, Wilkie? That's a good idea. Why wait until next time? Let's look at the Division II college football schedule. Tiffin's at Northwood, Ashland's at Saginaw Valley, St. Joseph's of Indiana's at Urbana, Ferris State's at Wayne State, St. Paul's, Virginia is at Bowie State, Mercyhurst is at Clarion, Slippery Rock's at Gannon, Fayetteville State's at Johnson C. Smith, Salisbury's at Lake Erie, Indiana, Pennsylvania is at Lock Haven, New Haven's at Merrimack, CW Post is at Millersville, Hillsdale is at number 23 Northern Michigan, Bentley's at Pace, Assumption's at St. Anselm, number 21 West Liberty's at Shepherd, Westchester's at Shippensburg, Stonehill's at Southern Connecticut, Glenville State's at West Virginia State, Fairmont State's at West Virginia Wesleyan, East Stroudsburg's at Cootstown, Lincoln, Missouri is at Central State. Lincoln, Pennsylvania is at Elizabeth City. Livingston's at St. Augustine's. Newberry's at Wingate. Benedict's at Kentucky State. Colorado Mines is at Adams State. Upper Iowa's at Augustana. Fort Lewis is at Chadron State. Number 10, Albany State's at Clark Atlanta. Number 5, Northwest Missouri State's at Emporia State. Grandview's taking on Kentucky Wesleyan. Bemidji State's at Minnesota Crookston. St. Cloud State's at number 9, Minnesota Duluth. MSU Moorhead's at number 6, Minnesota State. Northwest Oklahoma is at Missouri S&T. West New Mexico's at number 16, Nebraska Kearney. Number 11, Charleston, West Virginia's at Northern Greenville. Catawba's at Tusculum. Pittsburgh State's at number 20, Washburn. Number 24, Wayne State, Nebraska is at Winona State. Number 14, Central Missouri is at number 15, Missouri Western. Northeastern State's at Southwest Baptist. West Texas A&M's at number 1, Abilene Christian. Number 12, Edinburgh's at California, Pennsylvania. Texas A&M Commerce is at East Central. Nebraska Omaha is at Fort Hays State. Texas Lutheran's at Incarnate Word. Morehouse is at Lane. Truman's at Missouri South. Pecan College is at Panhandle State. Angelo State's at Southeast Oklahoma. Mesa State is at Western State. Azusa Pacific's at Dixie State. Cheney is at number 4, Bloomsburg. Northern State's at Mary. Wachita Baptist is at Southern Arkansas. Seton Hill's at Concord. Mars Hill's at Brevard. Shaw is at Chowan. Michigan Tech is at Indianapolis. Miles is at Stillman. West Georgia is taking on Arkansas Tech. Southwest Oklahoma is at Central Oklahoma. Number 18, Findlay is at number 8, Grand Valley State. Valdosta State's at Harding. Number 25, Carson Newman is at Lenoir Rhine. Concord St. Paul is at Southwest Minnesota State. Arkansas Monticello is at West Alabama. Number 13, Tarleton State's at East New Mexico. Western Oregon's at number 3, Central Washington. Southern Oregon is at Humboldt State. Number 7, Texas A&M Kingsville is at 22 Midwestern State, and CSU Pueblo is at New Mexico Highland. And just a couple of scores from Thursday, number 2, North Alabama, woohoo, 34 over Delta State 24, and Virginia Union 31 over Virginia State 3. Whew, I'm done talking for at least this segment. Guys, take it away.
What about Shorter has homecoming against Kentucky Christian? There you go. You forgot that one. 1:30 kickoff, Barron Stadium in Rome.
There you go. Be there if you're in the North Georgia
Mountains. Northwestern Georgia area. Yeah, book them, Dano.
Who do you like in this one? USC-Notre Dame
game? I got USC, but not by 10. I think that it'll be a lot closer than people think, just because USC...
Well, I'm saying it'll be like a 14-10 ball game.
I think it's going to be higher. I just think it's going to be more points, because no matter how many times Jimmy Clausen will throw the ball up, he'll throw it up more than he has to, which means that sooner or later something's going to fall down right. So there's going to be a bomb. There's going to be some kind of play that's going to light the crowd. But I think that in the end, it's going to be just like the USC game, where USC takes control late and does what they have to do to win.
What's the weather supposed to be like in South Bend?
Cold and perpetually crappy.
I'm not playing the Irish's favor, but I think even on the road in a hostile territory, Pete Carroll seems to always play well.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's what I got.
Go with SC.
That's what I think. Who do we decide next? Oh, the SEC.
SEC?
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, SEC coming up next on the OSG Sports Radio College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network.
The Count Pointer Count College Football Preview Show on OSG Sports Radio.
The stadium rocks and swings.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. Mm. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Aha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-231-7911 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-231-7911. 1-800-231-7911.
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
See, you guys, you never listened to me. I said that there was going to be trouble, but you didn't listen to me. You guys are crazy. You know, you guys are self-destructive. There's a funny farm that has your name written all over it.
Welcome back, College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network. Time now for the SEC, and because there are so many other good games and so many other conferences, that's why we've put the SEC so far down this week. And, you know, it's not a knock against the SEC. It's just that there are better conferences
with
better games.
No, but we're going to hear from Mike Sliven and his lieutenants, I'm sure.
I know. Arkansas 0-5 straight up the last five when playing Florida. Florida is 5-0 against the number the last five when they played Arkansas. So guess what our game of the week is?
That would be the Razorbacks and the Gators. But before we do that, J-Dub, list the rest of the SEC games for us.
Thanks, Wilkie, and God bless the SEC. You'll know what I mean in a minute. Got lots going on in the SEC today. You got Georgia versus Vanderbilt at 12:21, Mississippi State at Middle Tennessee State at 12:30. The game we're talking about today, Arkansas at number one, Florida at 3:30, UAB travels to Ole Miss at 7:00 tonight, Kentucky and Auburn at 7:30, and number 22 South Carolina travels to number 2 Alabama at 7:45 p.m. Guys, back to you.
Florida right now is a 25.5-point favorite. The line started at 24.
Really, that big a line?
That big a line.
That I would take Arkansas on that one.
All right. It's your money.
Well, winning straight up is a different matter.
Yeah.
But this game really intrigues me because Arkansas's defense has gotten better.
Yeah, you think?
Florida's offense, I don't know. I mean,
but it was LSU. It was probably an aberration. Death Valley. Come on.
Yeah, it's probably an aberration because of the LSU's defense, but will there be a carryover?
Hey, did you know that the quarterback for Florida was injured?
God bless.
Does he remember?
I don't know. But, yeah, I heard this story. It was lying low somewhere that the starting quarterback for Florida had injured himself a couple weeks back.
God bless.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Jerome Bettis is from Detroit, and OJ's trying to track down the real killers of his wife, Nicole, too.
Nordberg. It's me, Frank. Now, who did this to you?
I love you.
I love you too, Nordberg. Who were they?
Ship. Boat.
That's right, Nordberg. A boat. Now, when you're better, we'll go sailing together on a boat. We'll take a cruise just like last year.
Drugs.
Hey, nurse. Quick, give this man some drugs. Quick, can't you see he's in pain?
No.
Give him a shot, quickly.
No. Heroin. Heroin, Frank.
Nordberg, that's a pretty tall order. You're going to have to give me a couple of days on that one.
Nice. Nice. This Arkansas-Florida game has a feel of the Ole Miss-Florida game last year, in my opinion.
Say the touch and feel of cotton, the fabric of our lives.
I mean, remember Ole Miss went into Gainesville?
Yeah.
I think they were like a 24-point underdog and won by a point, and then Jesus gave his we're going to play hard every down speech.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless, yes.
God bless.
This game just feels that way. And, you know, I'm not speaking from the heart here. It's just that.
I get Stanley Steamroller written all over this one.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really?
I do.
It's one of those games that it could be a steamroller, but it could be something like Ole Miss and Florida last year.
What color
Although
does
Brandon Spikes is a difference maker to me.
What color uniform does Arkansas wear on the road? The home whites?
The home whites.
Yeah. There's going to be some brown streaks by the time it's over.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Isn't Brandon Spikes the best player on that Florida team?
Yeah, he's better than Percy Harvey.
Well, he's better than Tebow, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
God bless.
More valuable than Tebow?
I think so.
God bless.
All right.
Currently, yeah, considering that Tebow's not healthy.
God bless.
Put him in the Heisman race.
Okay.
Oh. So you have, before I ask you this question, let's hear from Bobby Petrino and Urban Meyer.
Well, we're coming off of a good win against Auburn. We probably played our best overall game of the year as far as a team goes, offense, defense, and special teams. I like the way our team's playing. We're playing with much more confidence and playing faster. We're going in to play the best team in the country. It's very, very good on defense, very, very sound in everything they do. Obviously, we know how good they are on offense, but one of the areas that's as much a concern as anything is their special teams, how fast they are and how many plays they create. So it'd be a great challenge for us, but we're certainly looking forward to it.
Yeah, very pleased with their effort against a great team in a great environment, and guys really came together. Only chance you have to win in an environment like that is to have a close team that's going to not give in when you had an opportunity to give in, so very proud of them. Great to be home for homecoming, facing arguably one of the top five teams as far as hot teams in the country right now. Offensively, they're as well as I've ever seen throwing the ball. And plus, they have the number 21, the tailback. So this is going to be a real test for us, and we're relatively healthy, so we'll be ready to go.
J-Dub already talked about the other games, right?
Yes, he has.
Okay. All right, what was your question?
My question is, after watching Florida's offense, do you think they could right the track?
Oh, yeah.
And put up more than 16 points?
I think so.
Look more
A, they're at
Florida's
home.
Offense?
A, they're at home. B, they're not playing LSU. Those are two big aspects right there.
But as hot as Ryan Mallett's been?
Yeah. I think honestly, remember I was talking about different shades in the uniform?
Yeah.
I think that Ryan Mallett will get so much pressure from that defense that there's going to be some brown streaks in his shorts by the time it's over with. I think it's going to be messy.
You really think it's going to be messy?
I do.
You really think they're going to change their underwear?
Stanley Steamroller, baby.
All right, then. I'm not going to say Arkansas is going to win the game straight up.
No, I mean,
I don't think it's going to be a steamroller.
No, I think it's going to get ugly early, and it's just going to go downhill.
Well, I'll be in my home state watching this game.
Yeah, so. I know. That's right. You get your 25th. We'll talk about that in the 12-5 segment. And let's see. What other game? Thank you. What other games are there?
We got Ole Miss and UAB.
Yeah, keep going. Georgia Vanderbilt. That's big for Georgia.
Kentucky Auburn.
Yeah, Kentucky Auburn. TBH will be at that one.
South Carolina to Alabama.
Right.
LSU Tennessee.
Yeah.
Oh, they're open.
Yeah.
They're idle.
Yeah. LSU and Tennessee are playing open.
I saw them together. in the thing here.
But okay. I just think that the Georgia Vanderbilt game is bigger for Georgia than it is for Vanderbilt.
Yeah, Mississippi State, Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, I think that Middle Tennessee could win that game. Does Murfreesboro
upset special?
I think so. Murfreesboro has chosen itself to be a venue where people go to die.
Ralph Friedgen's not going to go back there.
No. I think that South Carolina won't lose to Bama by 17. I think it might be just because South Carolina will try to slow the ball down, and it won't be that big. Kentucky Auburn, I think that because Kentucky lost Hartline, I think they're in trouble.
Yeah, they're in serious trouble without Hartline.
And what was the other one?
That was it.
That was it? Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is it. Okay. That's it.
Where to now?
What did we say? Oh, the 10.
Well, you get to hear from Brother Phil.
Yeah, we're going to go to Cincinnati when we come back on the OSG Sports Radio College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network.
Stay tuned. More college football previews are coming up on this special edition of Count Porter Count on OSG Sports Radio.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. Guaranteed.
Bad credit? No credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, you're approved for your brand new name brand computer. Call 866-697-5821. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 866-697-5821 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add over $700 in premium upgrades and an MP3 player for free. And with select models, we'll throw in a free printer. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 866-697-5821. That's 866-697-5821.
Welcome back to the OSG College Football Preview Show. This time it's the 10 for segment number 6, double overtime. And simply put, that means that we head to Cincinnati for OSG North, and it's time for Brother Phil and his preview.
Hey, guys. Yeah, we're back from our vacation pass last weekend where I didn't have to do a segment. I guess you could call it my bye week up here in the great Big East / Big Ten / whatever you want to call it, area up here in Cincinnati. We're going to talk now a little bit about some Big Ten football, which, you know, as we always call them, the 10, because really this year and over the last couple of years, they're not so big. A few interesting games matchups up here. Probably one of the better games, Penn State at Minnesota. Penn State 5-1, Minnesota 4-2. Both teams trying to kind of stay up with Iowa and Ohio State right now. And both teams in need of a win. I would say the loser of this game is pretty much done with their chance at the Big Ten title. The other still has a shot, albeit a small one. Ohio State, they play Purdue, and that one speaks for itself, along with Michigan, Delaware State, despite the fact that Michigan's lost the last two games. I don't see them losing this one. Other games this week, Michigan State, they have Northwestern coming in, Michigan State coming off a big win at Michigan, even in their record at 3-3. Both those teams playing to see how good of a bowl game they're going to end up in before the season's over. And one of the other games this week, Illinois and Indiana. Not really much we can say there, so we'll move on to the game of the week. That game being Kirk Ferentz's Iowa Hawkeyes at 6-0, playing Brett Bielema's Wisconsin Badgers at 5-1. And with that, let's listen to hear what the coaches have to say.
I think everything I've learned about this team from the first day of camp to where we are today is that they're a very resilient group. The season itself is kind of like a game in the sense that, you know, every game can be compared to a series or an opportunity to go out and show your worth. And if, you know, offensively or defensively, we don't go out and have success on one series, you got to expect the next series we're going to. And, you know, John has made a big, in my mind, took a huge step forward Saturday. I know statistically he wasn't where we needed him to be. That was a very good defense we're going against. But, you know, John had to do a lot to get himself ready to play last week, and he did it. And the look in his eye and the way he approached things shows me that he might be ready to take a big step forward as a player.
Yeah, the idea is to you know, make some progress every week and hopefully have something to show, you know, at the end of the game. But I think we're making some strides. You know, we're not there yet, and I think, again, probably mostly on offensive side. I think that's where our most potential for growth is right now. But that's, you know, we're more experienced on the defensive sides.
This game has a lot riding on it. Iowa 6-0. Iowa is running the table right now, basically. They are in the catbird seat. As long as they keep winning, they're going to end up being the best team in Big Ten. Memory serves, the Rose Bowl is the BCS game host. But then Iowa may get to play in the Rose Bowl. I don't know necessarily that you'll see them in the BCS championship game, though I guess stranger things have happened. Wisconsin 5-1, coming off a tough loss against Michigan. They had a tough loss against Ohio State. I'm getting those two confused. A game where Wisconsin basically gave Ohio State the game. Ohio State not exactly lighting it up on offense, but Wisconsin with turnovers, special teams goof ups. Ohio State was able to take advantage and pull out a big win. This game being played at Camp Randall in Wisconsin, which will make it tough on Iowa, but if Iowa's going to be the team that everybody seems to think they are right now, they've got to win this game. Bottom line, I think it is winnable. Wisconsin, a notorious second half of the season folder. We'll see if that trend continues this week. That game, a 12 o'clock kickoff. And that about wraps things up here for the Big Ten as I learn how to speak coherently. So on that note, we'll toss it back to John, who probably will be able to enunciate his words much clearer than I did.
Thank you, Phil, and that'll do for that. So that means that J-Dub, now that he's talked about Iowa and Wisconsin, talk about all the other games.
Thanks, Nelson. I do want to say it is good to have Brother Phil back on the show from his week's vacation from the chilly OSG North offices. But anyway, there is a lot going on in the 10 this week. Number 7, Ohio State is traveling to Purdue, winless in the conference, at 12 o'clock p.m. this afternoon. Northwestern is traveling to Michigan State at 12. Delaware State is taking on Michigan at Big Blue Stadium at 12 o'clock. Number 11, Iowa, is taking on Wisconsin, like Brother Phil talked about, at 12 o'clock. Both of those teams do have two wins in the conference. Minnesota at 2-1 is taking on number 14, Penn State at 1-1. That's at 3:30 p.m. And the Zookers of Illinois are taking on Indiana, both defeated in the conference, at 7 o'clock p.m. Guys, back to you.
Okay, now that J-Dub is done, now it's our turn. Iowa and Wisconsin. Well, Iowa is actually favored to start this game this week.
Iowa's playing well.
And then,
let's call a horse a horse.
But it's been flipped. Now Wisconsin's a 3-point favorite.
I think that's simply because it's in Madison. I think I really like Iowa in this game.
Okay.
And Wisconsin has not done anything to impress me this year.
No.
I've seen them a couple of times.
Right.
I was undefeated on a roll.
Yeah.
I kind of like the way the Hawkeyes are playing. I'm going to go with the Hawks.
Now, I will readily admit that there is always the game where the Fighting Ferences trip on themselves.
And you see that to be in this game?
I think so.
What have they done historically at Camp Randall?
I mean,
got that information in that?
No. Well, yeah, I need to kind of fish for trends, don't I?
Fish for your trends.
Iowa 6-1 against the number. Their last seven when playing Wisconsin. Wisconsin 4-2 straight up. Their last six games at home to Iowa.
So that's trending toward Wisconsin.
So Wisconsin is getting your trends.
Still like Iowa in this game, I think. I like the team that's on a roll right now.
Okay. Penn State, 16-17 over Minnesota. I don't see that changing.
No, either.
Illinois, Indiana.
Who cares?
Considering that Juice got drained and is loose and he's no longer starting for Team Redacted.
And then you got Indiana coming off an embarrassing loss to Virginia.
And it's in Bloomington.
Too bad there's not ties anymore in college football, because that's a game destined for a 3-3 tie.
Yeah, mutually assured destruction.
Yeah. Northwestern and Michigan State.
Keep going.
Ohio State at Purdue.
Keep going.
Ohio State, no, walk. Delaware State at Michigan.
That's homecoming written all over it.
So those are your Big Ten games.
Yeah, I think that's enough.
Move on.
That means Pac-10 is next.
It's Pac-10.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess it means I'm supposed to toss the break.
We'll go with the Pac-10 when the OSG Sports Radio Network's College Football Preview Show returns after this brief timeout.
Brief.
Don't run to the concession stand just yet. More college football is on the way. You're listening to the Count Pointer Count College Football Preview Show on OSG Sports Radio.
Football fans know the Hail Mary, but few know its origins. In 1967, at a game in Poughkeepsie, a hailstorm struck. The quarterback shouted to his girlfriend, "Hail Mary," but he was too late, and Mary was hit by a hailstone the size of a grapefruit. In his anguish, he threw the ball 90 yards. Of course, his team won. Of course, this story is also false, kind of like the idea that UPS is only fast on the ground. The truth is, UPS is fast whether you ship via ground or air, across town or across the globe. UPS, what can Brown do for you?
So, John and I are thinking of going to Cancun, if we can find a good deal.
That's funny. So are Dan and I.
It's time to play Take on Orbitz. Today's players want a total vacation, hotel plus flight, and must save over $300. Go.
I need a deal to Cancun. Oh, that's outrageous. Done. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's that easy. Next time, Orbitz and go.
I drove over to the Sonic Drive-In. Ordered a jalapeno burger, a chicken fried steak sandwich, a chili cheese dog with extra onions, french fries, tater tots, washed it down with one beer, two beers, three beers, a shot of whiskey, a margarita, and a Bloody Mary. I said, Stone Cold, why have one when you can have them both?
Welcome back, OSG, College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network. And by choice, our game of the week is Washington and Arizona State.
Things that make you go...
And I'm fishing for a trend here, so... What am I getting into? There we go. The over is 4-1 the last five Washington games against Arizona State. Arizona State is 5-0 against the number their last five against Washington. And Arizona State started as a 3-point favorite. That has blown up to 6.5.
You know, you take a look at both these games, and you had Jake Locker.
Yeah.
Leading the Pac-10 in offense.
Yeah.
And he also tops the league in touchdown passes. He's been everything and then some for the Huskies. And then you look at the Arizona State side, and that Sun Devil of defense is pretty darn good. They lead the Pac-10 in total defense, and they're outstanding against the run, only allowing 49.6 yards a game.
So you think 48.5 is about right, or do you think that's a little too high?
Might be a little too high, I think. They love to get after the – Arizona State loves to get after the quarterback.
Yeah.
They're, you know, Walker is going to probably run for his life every now and then, but then he's really good at that.
Yeah.
They got a gift win over Arizona with Mason Foster's pseudo-interception.
A gift win, no doubt.
So that tells me they're very opportunistic.
Yeah, they paid off the refs.
That's right. Now, this game's at Sun Devil, so... Uh-huh.
But 6.5?
Yeah.
I don't see it. I don't see 6.5.
I don't either. I'm leaning toward Arizona State in this game, although I love the way the Washington's offense is.
Yeah.
Shall we hear from Steve Sarkisian and Dennis Erickson?
I think so.
I mean, they've played extremely well. I mean, Sark's done a nice job. Their coaching staff's done a great job. They've got good players. I mean, they've had good players. Now they're just playing extremely well.
They do a nice job in the run game, but then they also do a great job in the pass game because they apply so much pressure on the quarterback that it forces the quarterback into bad decisions and throwing the ball into coverage and it allows them to create turnovers.
All right, so let me get this straight. You like Washington, if not with the points straight up?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with you. This would be technically another upset special considering ASU's a 6.5-point favorite.
It's actually a game I'd really like to watch. I think that's an intriguing matchup between that offense and of Washington and the Arizona State defense. Before we go on, J-Dub, why don't you run down the rest of the Pac-10?
You got it, Wilkie. Not a whole lot going on in the Pac-10 this week. Some would say not a whole lot going on in the Pac-10 at all. With the exception of a couple of teams, this conference is just bad, bad, bad. I haven't seen it this bad since I covered it. I covered it with Ryan Leaf and the Washington State Cougars back when they went to the Rose Bowl and got blown away by Brian Greasy in Michigan. This conference is just going so downhill. But anyway, we've already talked about number 6 USC and number 25 Notre Dame. Cal's taking on UCLA at 3:30. Stanford's taking on Arizona at 7:30. And then our marquee game of the week, just by default, I guess, Jake Locker in Washington's taking on Arizona State at 10:15 p.m. Guys, back to you.
Okay, so now that he's run it down, Arizona 4-point favorite at home hosting Stanford. Cal and UCLA. Cal a 4-point favorite on the road at the Passion Buckets.
You know, those are two underachieving teams,
yeah.
Don't you agree?
No kidding.
Especially Cal.
Yeah.
What happened to them?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
They were 3-0, and then they just go to hell.
Yeah, I know. Maybe
Oregon, then Southern Cal. And
I know. Well, but that's a tough schedule
when
you think
about it. The weight of expectations. Yeah, I understand that. But all we heard from the West Coast was
Cal, Cal, Cal.
Cal, 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 and this is the year.
Yeah, but it's not. Again.
And they'd be lucky to beat UCLA.
Yeah, and that would put them probably either in New Mexico or in San Francisco at the Emerald, right?
The Mexico Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh.
Vegas?
There you go. You have a trip to Albuquerque.
Las Vegas? You're playing the Silver Bowl in front of 12,000 people?
Hey, at least you can hang out in the Vegas casinos.
Well,
what can you do in Albuquerque?
Now this would be the better question.
Yeah?
What would get you the larger audience? The Vegas Bowl or a Locomotives home game?
I go with B.
The Locomotives home game? Wow. What other games are there in the Pac-10 that we're avoiding?
That's it.
Oh, it is it.
Besides Southern Cal
and
Notre Dame, which we've already gone over.
We sent that one because Notre Dame's a home team. Okay, that'll
do. Should we move on to the East?
I think so. That'll mean another trip to Cincinnati and Brother Phil when we come back. The Big East Conference Preview on the OSG Sports Radio College Football Preview Show on the OSG Sports Radio Network.
The Count Pointer Count College Football Preview Show on OSG Sports Radio.
The stadium rocks and swings.
Smokers, imagine being able to quit smoking forever, restoring your lost health and energy, saving tens of thousands of dollars, all without having to use patches, gums, or experiencing painful withdrawal symptoms. Well, stop dreaming, because Final Smoke is here. Final Smoke's safe, all-natural formula completely removes your physical addiction while flushing dangerous cigarette residue from your body. This powerful system removes all desire to smoke. It's already helped tens of thousands quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating. And in an independent consumer survey, Final Smoke was rated as one of the best all-natural quit smoking products. In fact, we're so confident Final Smoke will have you cigarette-free in just 7 days that if you don't quit, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call now and we'll include our special lung cleanser formula to promote clear lungs. Free.
Call 1-888-422-5712. That's 888-422-5712. Call 1-888-422-5712 now.
Damn right! If we don't do something, I'll go out of my mind!
That's a short trip.
I'm gonna give you a little advice. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking, let things happen, and be the ball.
Welcome back. Big East time here on the OSG College Football Preview Show. Technically, it's just the East for several reasons. One, it's not a power conference. And two of the games have already been played. We'll send it to Cincinnati now for the preview of Louisville and UConn. Brother Phil, it's all yours.
And thanks again, John. We're talking Big East football. By the time you hear this, the best game of the week really kind of will already be played, and that being the Cincinnati-South Florida game.
Phil, you are correct, sir. Number 8 Cincinnati defeated number 21 South Florida 34-17.
Big doings, both teams undefeated. Obviously, the winner is going to probably be in the driver's seat of the Big East, and it'll be interesting to see how that one comes out. Another big game in the Big East, Pittsburgh and Rutgers, that also being played on Friday. So that, again, will be over by the time that you hear this.
Correct again, Phil. The Fighting Wanstashes of Pittsburgh defeated Rutgers 24-17.
Pittsburgh been hot lately behind quarterback Bill Stahl, senior, leading that team to a 5-1 record, and got to be favored over Rutgers, and setting things up what could potentially be a Pitt, South Florida, or Pitt, Cincinnati tussle to the end. It should be interesting to see how that plays out. Now, for purposes of the show, our game of the week is Louisville and Connecticut. And on that note, let's hear from the coaches.
Very, very good football team. You know, I think Randy's done a tremendous job there. All you have to do is look at the talent level they have this year, the fact that they had four guys drafted in the first two rounds of the NFL draft last year. I think Randy's done a tremendous job there. They're very, very sound in all three phases, offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. The backup quarterback has stepped up, played very, very well for him. Huge win for him, at Baylor, you know, who has a very, very good offense. And I was very impressed with them, the way they played in that game. And I know they've got to be disappointed coming off of the Pitt game because they had them down and just weren't able to deliver the knockout blow. But they've got a good football team. We still got work to do, and we know we've got a very tough ball game this weekend against Louisville coming here. A very talented team. Team coming off a great win over Southern Miss, so we know we've got our work cut out, and we know we've got to have to prepare very, very well this week in practice.
Yeah, you heard right. The Cragthorpe is in a game of the week, and every week we're talking about Steve Cragthorpe to see if he's actually going to be able to keep his job. Louisville is 2-3 on the year, and he may have helped his cause a little bit with a win over Southern Miss last week. But the fact remains, the folks in Louisville got spoiled over the last few years when Petrino was there, and they expect their team to be pretty good. And so far, since he's come in, they haven't. UConn, on the other hand, 3-2 going into this game, and the perennial kind of pain in the ass team, kind of like East Carolina, the guys that nobody wants to play because they always play tough. Randy Edsall, a great coach, and really has his team playing about it the way they usually do. This game really, to me, might be almost classified as a toss-up had it not being played in Connecticut. So I would say look for them to get the win, though no guarantees. And as we all know, I don't always pick things right. The only other game really going on in the Big East this weekend, West Virginia and Marshall. You could almost call that a rivalry game, as both teams are on opposite ends of the state. Obviously, West Virginia probably has got a little bit more street cred than Marshall does, but Marshall will be tough for him to play. And that about wraps things up here. And as soon as I learn how to speak up here in Cincinnati at OSG headquarters north, we'll send it back down to John down south in Atlanta.
All right, now that Phil has heard from the survivalist coach Craig, And UConn's Randy Edsall. Did you see the new website that's been put up?
No.
Bagcrag.com?
I haven't seen that.
It's like you have a dude that looks like the unknown comic.
Oh.
Wearing a paper bag on his head, and he's got a t-shirt that says Bag Crag.
Nice.
So, yeah, bagcrag.com for those of you interested in dismissing the Louisville head coach from his current position.
Well, they did end their three-game losing streak last week against Southern Miss.
Yeah, and it took an entire game to do it, and they really should not have won the game.
Talk about another team that's underachieving, Southern Miss.
Well, Southern Miss is because they've got the schedule from hell, and they don't care.
Right.
You know, Larry Fedora will take the Conference USA squad. He'll take them down to New Orleans, and they'll beat up on the Sun Belt champ in the R&L.
I'm going to go with UConn in this game.
Yeah, I think so, too, just because I think that Craig is circling the drain, and I think this will probably do it. And a lot of things happen
this
at Rentschler
is a dagger,
Field.
Huh?
Yeah, and I think that a lot of things always happen at Rentschler Field that don't happen in the rest of the conference. A lot of teams that you think will win at UConn don't win at UConn. And I love what Randy Edsall's done with the program, starting it from basically scratch.
Yes.
And converting it to what it is right now. Louisville, 1-4 against the number, their last five against Connecticut. Connecticut has won the last two straight up as a dog against Louisville. And I'm searching for the number right now.
Well, UConn's won the last two in this series.
Yeah.
After Louisville won the first three.
And UConn
was during the Bobby Petrino area.
UConn is a 13-point favorite.
I tend to go with that.
Yeah?
As bad as Louisville's been playing.
Okay. I would go with UConn, but not by 13.
But don't take it to the bank.
No, no. I would go with UConn, but not by 13.
UConn just straight up?
That's huge.
Well, I think it's a case where you're kicking Louisville when they're down. And that's a down team.
Yeah. That's one way to put it. That is a bad news squad.
All right, I'm done with the East. How about you?
I think we're done. All right, when we come back, it's 12-5, bottom of the barrel, and the Dirty Dozens, and catching up with everything else that's going on with adoptees and such. It is the last segment of the OSG College Football Preview Show coming up on the OSG Sports Radio Network.
Stay tuned. More college football previews are coming up on this special edition of Count Porter Count on OSG Sports Radio.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9506.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9506. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9506. That's 800-376-9506.
That's all we got. One goddamn hit.
You can't say goddamn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's Division One football! It's the Big 12! Go play intramurals, brother.
Last time around on the OSG College Football Preview Show for another week on the OSG Sports Radio Network, it's time for the 12s and the 5s.
12!
Yes, John, and everybody else who's listening, the millions and millions and tens of you, it's time for our favorite segment of the week, that being the Dirty Dozen and the Bottom of the Barrel. Also available for those of you who care to read about it on OSG Sports. OSG Sports on OnlineSportsGuys.com, an OSG Sports property. Silly me, I'm getting my OSGs confused, much like I couldn't talk during the Big Ten segment. But as we say, on with the countdown. This week's Dirty Dozen, the top three haven't changed. Florida, Texas, and Alabama. Not much really to say there other than Texas playing Oklahoma this week, which puts their spot perhaps in a bit of jeopardy. Florida's got Arkansas. That game may end up being a shootout. And Alabama and South Carolina, that actually may be an intriguing game as well, because South Carolina's been playing pretty good the last few games. If nothing else, that'll be a physical game. Your next three, Boise State, 5-0, Virginia Tech, 4-1, and TCU, 5-0. Out of those three, I really kind of think Texas Christian may be the surprise team out of all that. I know everybody's got Boise State as your BCS darlings, but quite honestly, they don't play anybody the rest of the year. TCU, they do. They've already got two wins over the ACC, but then again, I think pretty much the Sun Belt probably could beat the AC, some of the lower ACC teams this year, but that's a separate issue and discussion for another day. Your next three, Cincinnati, Iowa, and USC. Cincinnati, 5-0, off to the best start in probably their history. And by the time you hear this, we've talked about it earlier, they would have played South Florida, so we'll know whether they're going to be here next week or not. Iowa, tough matchup against Wisconsin. I've got them ranked a little bit higher than some of the polls do, but that's because I think they're better. That's because I think I'm smarter than some of the pollsters, and if you look at my picks for the year, you'll see why. USC, Ohio State, Kansas, and LSU round things out. Kansas, the only one of the group undefeated. The others, Ohio State, I think, is overrated, though they probably, because of where they play, will end up, if not winning the Big Ten, at least being the runner-up. USC plays Notre Dame this week. Should be an interesting game to watch. I still don't think Notre Dame can beat them, but I guess you never know. Switching gears, let's go through the bottom five here real quickly because, quite honestly, that's all they warrant. Washington State, your number five team, just by the simple fact that, well, they actually have a win, but it's only in one win, and it's over SMU, so that doesn't really count. This week, they're off. I'm not so sure they won't lose to the off week, so you monitor your scoreboards. Western Kentucky at 4. They kept their game close last week, so they got that going for them. Number 3, Ball State. Don't look for that to change anytime soon. Rice, there's really not a whole lot you can say about Rice. They got their butts kicked the last couple of weeks. Don't look for that to change as they face East Carolina this week. And finally, the number one team, your worst team in the country, the bottom of the barrel, New Mexico. And all I have to say about that is Michael Oxley. And if you don't know who he is, take a look at the Online Sports Guys website. He's all over it. He's been in trouble. He's had more issues legally than the team has wins this year. Of course, the team hasn't won yet, so all it would take was one. But anyway, don't look for them to get any better. In fact, since he's been suspended for 8 days for essentially jacking the jaw of one of his assistants, he'll miss a game. Not that that'll matter. They're going to still lose. And until further notice, they officially sit on the bottom of the barrel. That's all we've got this week. Let's throw it back to John and the boys down in Atlanta to kind of wrap things up.
Okay, now that the runway has been cleared, here's just a recap. This is just Phil. Florida, Texas, Alabama, Boise at 4, Virginia Tech, TCU, Cincinnati, Iowa, Southern Cal, Ohio State, Kansas, and LSU for the 12. What are your 12?
My 12 are Florida, Alabama, Virginia Tech, Texas, Boise State, TCU, Southern Cal, Miami, Iowa, Cincinnati, LSU, and the Jayhawks of Kansas.
Okay.
My bottom five?
Sure.
Indiana. No excuse. Okay. No excuse.
Okay.
The Crispies of Rice.
Yes. Seems to be a universal.
The worst in the Palouse, Washington State.
That's a universal.
Ball State.
That's a universal.
They need to change the name of that school. Last but not least, and this has to be universal, the Fighting Loxleys.
True, that is universal.
Mexico.
Well, here's another universal, Western Kentucky.
Well, Western Kentucky had to leave my list so Indiana could go in there.
Yeah.
Sorry, Hoosier fans.
I know. And here's your Mike Loxley update. He's not playing in the UNLV game. He's not coaching in it either.
Yes, John, he's just going to be a cheerleader today. Here's the update from our friends at Eyewitness News 4, KOB in Albuquerque.
That's right. UNM's head football coach appearing before the news cameras today saying that he believes his 10-day suspension without pay is fair. The 10-day suspension means Loxley will lose $29,000. During his suspension, he will not be allowed on UNM's campus and will not be allowed to participate in team activities. UNM also announcing Loxley will have to take a conflict resolution class as part of his punishment. The suspension means Loxley will miss the October 24th game against UNLV. The suspension is in two parts, beginning today until the 16th, and then resumes from the 19th to the 24th. The coach also saying he never threw a punch, but did apologize for what he calls a physical altercation with wide receivers coach J.B. Jarrett.
I'm the leader of the team and my staff, and I should have used better judgment with this incident. And as I've told the team, when you make mistakes, you handle them with integrity. You take the punishment that's rendered, you learn from it, and you move on. And that's what I intend to do.
And as for J.B. Gerald, who told police Loxley punched him in the face, he never returned to work after that fight on September 20th. According to the university, he still remains on paid administrative leave. Loxley plans to return to the job on October 25th. In the meantime, while he's gone, assistant head coach George Barlow will take over his duties. Live at University Stadium, Jeremy Hohol, Eyewitness News 4.
There were some other honorable mentions this week.
Yeah.
UVA, but they seem to have graduated because of their recent win streak.
How dare they?
And Georgia.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not ready to put Georgia on the list.
You ready to put Willie Martinez on that list?
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a weak defensive effort by Georgia against Tennessee.
And
against the Kiffies.
Let's see. The adoptees, we had a win by South Alabama, taking out their last opponent. We heard from an overmodulated Joey Jones last week, and they got another game coming up in 2 weeks, and Old Dominion seems to be just kind of tootling along and doing their stuff.
And how did Shorter do?
Shorter got hosed.
That's all you need to know.
You want to talk an absolute hose job? The worst hose job since the Montreal screw job of Bret Hart losing to Shawn Michaels. That's how bad this was.
That was a bad screw job.
I don't know if you can report officials or anything like that. Here's the situation. Lambeth, you know, averages, you know, 40 plus points a game. Sixth ranked in the NAIA. They play the spread. It's basketball. I hate it. Shorter gets their drives, they milk the clock, get a couple of turnovers, everything's cool. Two returns for touchdowns off kickoffs, by the way. AJ Cooley and Justin Hazard. 28-23, Lambeth has the lead, 30 seconds left in regulation. They're trying to run out the clock. Hand the ball off to their fullback, 6'2", 255. He fumbles at their 45-yard line with 3 minutes to go. Shorter gets the ball back. Then they unleash AJ Cooley, destroying people, running over people. Get it down to the 19-yard line with 30 seconds left. Ben Williams, pressured from the outside on a fourth down play, throws it into the end zone. Touchdown to TCJ. So you think you got a 29-28 lead, right?
But
flag thrown into the pile 2 seconds after the ball has been released. Phantom holding call. They move it back 15 yards in the third from the 37, fourth down, and it's obviously incomplete, and they lose 28-23. But I looked at the tape because we had three cameras there, and all the linemen had their back turned to the umpire. The umpire is the one who threw the flag. I don't know where he thought this holding call was coming from. I don't know what he thinks he saw. But there was no holding call there to be seen. And this will be the point to where, if I can find it, here's your play-by-play call from Jimbo Joe and Randy from 97.5 The Ridge.
So who do the Hawks have this week?
Kentucky Christian for homecoming and alumni weekend, 1:30 p.m. kickoff at Barron Stadium in Rome, Georgia. All are welcome, as always.
And, of course, when you get on the OSGSports.com website, you can hear from
fans.com,
the NAIA game of the week.
I think they're in Carroll. I think they're in Helena, Montana this week for our Carroll College contest.
Ah, Bobby Petrino's alma mater.
I think the second-ranked squad in the NAIA right now in Carroll College.
And I will be in the thick in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas this weekend, attending my 25th high school reunion, getting together with some buddies of mine to watch Arkansas and Florida.
Yeah, I don't know if you will be able to survive your reunion to watch Arkansas and Florida in one piece.
Probably not, and it'll be a great time that I will never remember again.
Exactly. OnlineSportsGuys.com is where you can find us, comments on the show. You can comment us through the website, through Twitter, and through Facebook, where you can become a fan. Just follow the bolts and arrows and do it that way. You can call us on the hotline, 206-202-1806. Leave a comment, and we'll run it in the show, especially if it's intelligent. And then if it's intelligent, we'd love to hear from you. If it's not intelligent, we'll run it anyway and make fun of you.
So speak in complete sentences, please.
Or unless you want to get killed. Let's see. I guess that'll do. So for Phil in Cincinnati, for me, and for you, got anything else?
No, that's about it.
Okay. J-Dub, take us home.
Post-game show is brought to you by... Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
Thanks for listening to Count Pointer Count. Today's show was brought to you by OnlineSportsGuys.com, Distant Replays, the World Internet Radio Network, Podomatic, Liberated Syndication, and ICD Soft. For more information about Count Pointer Count, please visit the show's website at pointercount.podomatic.com or check out OSG at www.OnlineSportsGuys.com. I'm Mike Blakeney. See you next week on Count Pointer Count.